You're listening to the Meditation Station podcast by Sten Hansen. Change your life, one thought at a time. Sometimes the past can creep up and take center stage in our lives. This is for those whose need for love is lacking. If you find yourself obsessively looking outside of yourself for approval from others, this recording might be just what you need in a very powerful and profound way. The truth is, none of us had perfect parents. They were perfect in moments, and they were probably perfectly imperfect in moments. But the bottom line is there are beliefs that we can bring from our childhood without even really recognizing it. They can keep us stuck in insecurity or joyless striving, sometimes social neediness or anger or worry about our status and how we fit in. The bottom line is, if you didn't have perfect parents, then you had better learn how to be a loving parent to yourself. This guided visualization will help you do that. Here's what I believe. Within each of us is a light, a core of peace, wholeness, joy, goodness, innate worth, and feelings and emotion that are good and that make us human. This core being is sometimes referred to as the inner child, and it has, in embryo at least, everything that it needs to grow and develop and polish off any imperfect edges. With time, however, it's easy to one degree or another to separate or split from this inner child. Abuse or abandonment, criticism or neglect all interact with personal fallibilities and choices. And before long, this inner child can conclude that they're defective or flawed as individuals. Instead of believing that they make mistakes, they start to believe that they are a mistake. And it doesn't take long for this core inner child to eventually become covered, rejected, disowned, split off, or separated. Before you start this guided visualization, take a moment first to write down names of some people in your life, maybe some cherished friends or family members or loved ones. Just think about people that you feel or felt good to be with, people who make or made you feel warm or safe, accepted, and loved. And if you can, include maybe some couples, or friends, colleagues, or teachers, anyone that you can think of and that you can see in your mind. And then find a place to sit comfortably where you won't be disturbed for about 15 minutes. Take two very deep breaths, saying to yourself the word relax as you exhale. Imagine yourself as an infant, surrounded by loving people. These can be the loving people that you identified at the beginning, or two warm, loving grown-ups. You can imagine parents as you would have liked your parents to ideally be. Perhaps you imagine composite figures of people you have known and loved, who made you feel like a somebody, a person of worth. As an infant, you needed to hear the words that follow. Imagine yourself hearing the statements that I say now. You may want to imagine them coming from a male voice or a female voice. We're so glad you're here. Welcome to the world. Welcome to our family and our home. We're so glad that you're you. You're beautiful. All of our children are beautiful. We want to be near you. We want to hold you and we want to love you. Sometimes you'll feel joy and laughter, sometimes sadness and pain and anger and worry. These feelings are all okay with us. We will be here for you. We'll give you all the time you need to get your needs met. It's perfectly okay to wander and separate and explore and experiment. We won't leave you. Now imagine the speakers of these words cradling you, cooing at you, loving you deeply and profoundly, gently gazing on you with eyes of love as you respond to these feelings. Stay here for a moment and feel their gaze and their love. And again, the words, "We're so glad you're here. Welcome to the world and to the body that you're in. Welcome to our family. Welcome to this home. You are beautiful. We want to be near you, to hold you, and to love you. Sometimes you'll feel joy and laughter, sometimes sadness and pain and anger and worry. These feelings are all okay with both of us. We will be here for you. We'll give you all the time you need to get your needs met. It's okay to wander, to separate, and explore, and experiment. We will not leave you. Continue to relax and focus on your breathing as you inhale. Imagine filling your body with this profound love and acceptance and adoration. Imagine it filling every cell of the little body that you're in right now. Being gazed upon with such love and acceptance, and that you're perfectly able in every cell of your being to accept that love, that you are perfect, that you are in a perfect body, in the perfect place, and the perfect experiences will come to you. Feel yourself basking in this warmth and this love that is indescribable and more filling than anything you've ever known. Filling every nook and cranny of your heart. Imagine your heart filling completely with this love, and this love spreading throughout your body, into your little arms, up into your face, your head, your mouth, your lungs, your little feet. So that every part of you that was needing is now filled with love. And in this moment, you are whole and complete and not lacking anything. Continue to become mindful of your breathing and aware as you breathe in. And as you breathe out, Stay in this place as long as you want, basking in this love and healing energy. As you recreate your past and love the perfection that you are. I believe everyone needs a coach in order to live their best life. If you don't have one already, I would be honored to be yours. Shoot a quick email to stin@mythoughtcoach.com with the words one-on-one coaching in the subject line to schedule a free mini session with me and learn more. Thanks so much for listening.